Now, I did mention at the start of the show that it might be Christmas Day, but it's also a Saturday, and one or two of our contributors, God bless them, who are normally with us on a Saturday, volunteered to be with us. We didn't twist their arms at all. Again today, one of them is the gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp, who's kept you up to date with all the techie items, and he takes a very broad definition of that as well, so there's always something for everybody, and the tech news stories during the year. We hope for plenty more of the same in 2022. Merry Christmas, Fevzi.
Merry Christmas, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Very, very nice to have you on Christmas morning. And you've decided to showcase yet four more gadgets that, if they weren't in our Christmas shop stockings, perhaps ought to have been. And if they were, you can probably tell us how to work them. What's number one?
Okay, so these are top gadget picks from 2021. The first one I've got today is from Logitech. It's called a Combo Touch, and it's designed as a stand and keyboard case combined for an iPad. So this particular one that I'm looking at is for the iPad Pro, be it the 11 inch or the 12.9 inch. There are other versions of this from Logitech. It is, in my opinion, the best of its kind, in that it provides you with a keyboard and a kickstand at the back and complete protection for the device. So imagine it's in two parts. So it's a case that you pop over the iPad itself, so it provides, it's like a rubberized material around the edges, and then it's got a sort of stiff kickstand at the back, so even before you've attached the keyboard, you can just push out the kickstand and it stands up. So I use that for watching, you know, films in bed, frankly. I quite, you know, it just tilts up nicely. I don't have to have a separate stand. I also have it when I'm at my computer, and I have this, you know, to one side. It sits very nicely, and again, there's no separate stand that has to, you know, it has to be locked onto. And then, and this is quite revolutionary, because the modern iPad Pros are very, very powerful. They've got the same chip in them as Apple's desktop Macintosh computers, like completely fully featured, 16 gigabytes of RAM, you know, more powerful than most people's desktops. So, but they really come to life when you attach a keyboard to them. Now, you can do that via Bluetooth, which, you know, has its benefits, but it's a bit flaky because, you know, it's a Bluetooth connection. When you just lock it on, it's just a magnetic snap. It just, you bring it close and it snaps into position. And you've got a fully featured, it looks like a laptop at that point, you've got a fully featured keyboard with a row of function keys along the top, which Apple's version of this doesn't have. And there's a gap on the top of the device where you can actually put, if you've got the Apple Pencil, you can put it on and it will still charge it. So I said it was, I think it's the best of its type. Apple makes something called the Magic Keyboard, which is very, first of all, very expensive. It's very sleek, but I think in terms of function, it's not as good. So the way the Apple keyboard works, it's a keyboard with a stand permanently attached to it, and it magnetically locks. So it's very convenient. You just snap it on, you know, onto the magnets, and it goes there. Right. But when you take it off the keyboard, your device has then got no protection, none on the back, none on the edges. Whereas with this one, when you remove the keyboard, you've still got the perimeter protection, the back protection for it. So I just think really well. And also none of these devices are cheap, but the Apple ones are, this price is $279 for the 11-inch model and $329 for the 12.9, for which you could actually buy a basic iPad. Whereas these ones sell for about $150 to $160, depending on which size you get. Right. Still not cheap, but for the keyboard, the quality of it. Oh, and it's got a trackpad. So what you may not know is you don't have to use an iPad with touch anymore. You can use it from a keyboard and trackpad, just like a laptop.
Very good.
And for some things where you're doing text entry, that's rather good. So four stars out of five.
Four stars out of five for the Logitech Combo Touch. Right. Now, I don't want to be your mother, but are you sure it's a good idea to be watching films in bed? Isn't the bedroom supposed to be a hallowed, quiet sanctuary with all devices turned off, Fevzi?
Yes, yes, it is. I watch meditation and things about vegan food.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Good, good.
I'm glad you believe me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Appreciate the trust.
I'm prepared to suspend disbelief for one day.
Do you know what? It's a funny thing because I fall asleep better with sound, and if it's a film, that's fine.
Oh, I can't bear that.
No. I work better with noise. It's been, since I was a child, I couldn't do my homework without music playing in the background.
Yeah, I think when I was that age, I could probably do it. But as you get older, and I mean, I don't know what the age gap between us is, but perhaps I'm the older one. Thing at a time is enough, I think. But anyway, we're all different, aren't we? Let's move on to the Minis Forum Mini Desktop PC.
Yeah, so a lot of people increasingly working from home, you know, which has its benefits, but we often need to update our computers because, you know, tablets are fine and you can do quite a lot on tablets, but maybe not everything. And your laptop or desktop may be rather ancient, so it may be time to reconsider it. But because you're at home, space is often at a premium. So this is a range from, so it's an unusual brand name. The brand name is Minis Forum, like minis as in plural of mini, and then forum, all one word. And they make these mini desktop PCs, quite a different range of them, but they all share the fact that they're very small. So imagine something that's approximately, on the table, it would be 6 inches square approximately, and maybe 1.5, 2 inches tall, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it would just about fit on your palm of your hand. So very small, but unlike most computers that you can get of that size, you can get really powerful ones. You can even get ones that will do gaming where they actually have their own graphics circuits, you know, built in, effectively a graphics card built in. And the really nice thing about these is they are what's called a Visa mountable. So on the back of almost every monitor that you can buy are holes in a square, which are at a predetermined distance that you can actually mount. Now, that's normally used for things like if you want to put it on an arm instead of a stand, you can put it on an arm and attach it, you know, to the wall. Mm-hmm. But you can actually mount the computer, because of its size, onto the Visa mount. And what that means is it takes up no space at all. In fact, effectively, your monitor becomes an all-in-one computer, you know, a bit like an iMac or something like that, you know, where the gubbins is built in. I don't like doing that myself because I like to be able to get more easily to all the ports, but you can do it. So if space is an issue, you literally don't have to take up any additional space at all. So I do like that. And I like the flexibility because they have everything from the sort of very low power models that will be enough for things like, you know, video streaming or basic office functions, to one all the way up to the ones that will play advanced games or do video streaming and all the rest. So 4 stars out of 5. If you look at their website, I think it's minisforum.com, and just check it out. And it's nice because you can also configure it. A lot of computers these days have everything soldered onto the main circuit board, so you have to buy what you think you might need for the remainder of the life of the machine. That would be, say, the same with a Mac Mini from Apple. Okay. Whereas with this one, you can choose how much RAM you have and how much hard drive space you take. So 4 stars out of 5, tiny, modern, quiet, capable, space-saving design.
Did we say the price? I can't remember.
It varies because I've just sort of dealt with this one as a range. So you could start at about 300 to 700-ish, depending on how you configure them. So, and as I say, that's a nice thing because you can tend to go for a lower configuration and then upgrade it if and when you need to. Mm. So if in 2 years' time you need, you know, 16 gigabytes of RAM instead of 8, you can just pop that in.
BBC Radio Berkshire, did I say that? It's Fevzi Turkamp, the Gadget Detective, with yet more great tech that we might want to pick up. Well, could we pick it up in the sales, Fevzi? Do we normally get reductions on prices after Christmas for this sort of stuff in the way that traditionally we have for, you know, clothes and mince pies and all sorts of other things in the shops?
I was thinking of that the other day. You know, we used to talk about the Christmas sales, didn't we? And it's all got smudged now because you've got Black Friday in November, and then you've got Cyber Monday, and then you've got pre-Christmas sales and Christmas Day sales and post-Christmas sales and then New Year's Day sales and then non-sale day sales. So I think you should give up on that idea.
Right.
I think what we should do is, I think we've talked about this briefly before, but there are ways of setting up alerts. So the important thing is, I tell you what I've learned of a lifetime of buying stuff that I really didn't need. It is to use things like deals websites, but use them wisely. So don't go onto a deals website. There's a great one called hotukdeals.com. It's very good. But don't go on there and just look what's on offer today and then be tempted by it. Because you see all the comments in you know, the comment section, people saying, I don't need it, I don't know what it is, but it was such a good price, I bought two. You know, and that's not great, you know, for all sorts of reasons, right? But what I would suggest we do is think about what we want to buy. You know, maybe it's a TV, maybe it's, you know, whatever it is. Think about what we need or what we want. Doesn't, you know, can be a desire. But then do your research. Think about what's the item that you would ideally like to buy, and maybe another couple that, if they were really attractively priced, you would consider. Okay, stick to those.
Yeah.
Don't be tempted by just what's on offer, because what's on offer is often, you know, can be great, or it can be, you know, last year's model that they're trying to shift before the new one comes out, or whatever it is. Do your research, know what you want, know what is a good price for it. So go on to, for example, if you go on to camel.com, strange name, but very useful website, that gives you the price history of every item on Amazon, for example. So you can look at what the price of that has been, and you can determine what is a good price. Because I can tell you, on Amazon and other websites, sometimes what happens is price goes up, they bring it back down, and suddenly it's half price, but really it's not. Sometimes it is, but often it's not.
Yeah.
So if you know the history, you can be a wise shopper. You can go into Amazon, you can go into Camel or PriceSpy.com, and you can set up alerts for those items to say, when they drop in price, when they drop to this price or below, send me an alert. And that's the way to do it, both in terms of price and availability, because a lot of gadgets are in short supply now.
Mm. What I love about that is that everything you've said is eternal advice. It was exactly the same back in the days when we all dashed into the stores after Christmas for the Christmas sales. You know, only buy things that you need. And,
yeah, and you know, don't do what stuff. I do what I say, basically.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
if I feel
you're
a bit
only human.
Bored or, yeah, I mean, you know, I accidentally bought a synthesizer the other day. I really shouldn't have.
Oh, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah, it could do. It was, you know, I just, you know, slipped. I fell off the synthesizer wagon. My so is it 12 steps or whatever?
I've no idea, but whatever you say. Wait, I've diverted you there, haven't I? We've still got two gadgets to rattle through,
yeah.
So I'll get back on track.
This one I like because it's a subscription that you can buy online today. If someone gives you a gift and you haven't got one for them, or you've just been a bit sort of, you know, haven't got out to the shops, and maybe you feel uncomfortable going to the shops and delivery hasn't arrived. So this is a subscription to a service called Readly. So it's R-E-A-D, as in reading a magazine, L-Y at the end, Readly.
Okay.
And it's a subscription. And think of it like Netflix for magazines and newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you subscribe. It can be a month-by-month subscription. And then you get access to about just over, I think, 5,000 different magazine titles and 120,000 issues. So if you've got a tablet, a great way to read magazines, because I used to buy magazines back in the day. I used to buy all these different computer magazines. They literally used to pile up. And I used to have to go through them every 6 months and throw out the old ones, but cut out the articles I wanted. And it was disastrous in terms of space and money and all the rest of it. So now you can just effectively say, these are the magazines I like. So it sort of drops into your magazine inbox, if you like, and you can just read them on the screen. They look nice, they scroll nicely, they have a number of benefits over paper magazines. One is that you can enlarge the size of the text, so if you need, you know, slightly bigger text, you can have that. A lot of the magazines support text-to-speech, so it will read you the magazine. And also you can search. So if you've got magazines, but, you know, you're looking for a particular article or articles about a particular topic, you can search across all these 5,000 different magazine titles and 120,000 copies. You can search them all.
That's
which is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's like Google for magazines, you know.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
There is a lot to be said for magazines because they, you know, still offer a lot of quality compared to a lot of stuff you find online. In terms of pricing, not cheap if you buy it monthly. It's like $9.99 a month. But there's deals that, you know, you can get 12 months for £81.50, for example. So you can get various discounts. So it can be as low as about $6.70 a month.
And one magazine can be a fiver these days. I mean, I'm shocked sometimes.
Oh, really. And just the convenience of it, you know, and it's such a nice page turn. It's actually quite a nice experience, you know.
Right.
So 4 stars out of 5 for that. Special deals also available. Do watch out, because often you can get like a free month or a free couple of months before you actually start having to pay. So that's something good. Last gadget is kind of topical.
Not so glamorous, but important.
Yeah, so we have to be careful how we talk about this. So this is from a company called HoMedics, H-O-Medics, M-E-D-I-C-S, one word. It's called an ultraviolet clean portable sanitizer. It is a little bag, if you like, with hard sides, about the size of my two fists side by side. Imagine, a bag with a zip top.
Right. Yeah, got
and
that.
It's got ultraviolet light bulbs in it, and LEDs, I should say. And the ultraviolet is known to kill bacteria and viruses. There's quite a lot of research that says that, the correct amount of exposure to ultraviolet can help sanitize a device. So the idea behind this is you can pop your mobile phone into it. It's got three little slots along the bottom, so you can put your mobile phone in sort of standing up vertically, if you know what I mean, with lights shining on it from each direction. Or you don't have to use those. You can use a flat platform. You can pop your glasses or your keys or, any number of small devices into it. So there are similar devices to this that are telephone shaped and just work with a smartphone. But this is more versatile, and you can put, your computer mouse into it or your glasses, whatever, any small device. Mm-hmm. Now, these things, it's kind of interesting what's happened to the pricing, because the original list price on this was £100,
which is quite
an investment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've noticed that when I reviewed it last time, it was 50. Now I see that Homedics are selling it for $24.99 on their own website. Amazon themselves are selling it for about 30. And I saw one third-party retailer selling it for about 16 on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a little tip. I know we're short of time, but I'll give you a little tip when you buy from Amazon. Amazon's return policy and general customer services is good, and there's a no quibble return policy within 30 days of delivery. But if you buy from a third party who fulfills their own order, so you've got to look for two things. Who is the seller on Amazon, and who fulfills it, sold by and shipped by? If Amazon are fulfilling it, even though you're buying from a third party, you still get all the benefits of Amazon's customer service, including the 30-day money-back guarantee. If, however, it is sold and shipped, fulfilled by that third-party seller, they could be a great seller, but you don't get Amazon's policy. You're then dependent upon their own policy. So as a general tip, I would say, certainly for things that you think might need to go back or are expensive, high-ticket items, either buy it from Amazon themselves or at least a third party who fulfills via Amazon.
Right.
So that's it. And it's great. And I must admit, when I saw them at about 15 quid each, I bought two of them this morning.
All right.
So if they're running short of stock, forgive me, I've had two of them.
Says it all.
One more really, really important thing. Don't rely upon this. I've not been able to test it with a Petri dish and, swabbing before and swabbing after and see what grows, which is what you would have to do. My advice for the use of this is it should be used in addition to your normal measures. So buy a packet of those Clinel wipes, the green packets of wipes. You see them in hospitals. Clinel universal wipes, really good for killing everything, including viruses, and then as an additional measure use this. So belt and braces, I wouldn't rely upon this on its own, not because I think it doesn't work, but because I can't prove it does.
Gotcha.
I would use it in addition.
Are you with us on New Year's Day?
I am.
Oh, lovely, we'll talk then. Thank you so much, have a nice one.